Hey there, good morning. 710 Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid?
Oh, 710. Quick look at your forecast here today. This snow is going to be tapering off, high of 45, so I don't think this will be sticking around. Tonight, low of 32. Tomorrow, we got a chance for some rain, high of 50, and then it's staying in the 50s pretty much all the way through Sunday is what we're looking like. So not too bad. I said this might be hopefully that last March snow, and then we're done with it. Then we're done with it. Then it starts warming up.
Is there any sun in that forecast?
Mostly cloudy, partly sunny. Oh, on Sunday. Oh. So you got to wait till Sunday pretty much to get it. So anyway, right now it's like 33, 34, not too bad out. Let's do your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump. That septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Is our delay a little bit worse, or are you playing video games? What are you doing?
No, I think it's a little bit worse. I can tell this morning.
Yeah, it's a little bit worse. A little bit longer.
You know why? All right, everybody in Southwest Michigan, get off the internet.
Yeah.
We're trying to do a show.
It'll be interesting to see the many months down from this, when it's all kind of passed, when they show us like the surges in the internet or like, you know, website. I bet you Pornhub's numbers are through the effing roof.
Dude, anything online, man. I wonder if they're is data capping a thing with most types of internet?
I think so. I honestly don't know. You think like right now they wouldn't be so about it, especially now with all the unlimited stuff. You know. But I don't know, man. It's crazy. I think about, you know, with us being home, I keep worried about my electric bill and my gas bill. I keep telling Kiki to turn the heat down because, you know, working from home, you got all your, you know, lights are on, TV's on, you're streaming, you got the heat on because it's cold, you know, it's just, oh. It's going to be just, I could hear the money every time the
ching, ching.
Yeah, the furnace kicks on. I just feel my wallet kind of get sucked down a little bit. So we'll figure it out.
Yeah, if you feel warm at Brock's house, that means that it's money.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Exactly. And I'm not happy about it one bit. So obviously everyone is stuck inside here and people are binge watching stuff. One of the things that we're missing out on is sports, but over the weekend, ESPN aired classic WrestleMania events and turned ESPN2 into the Ocho, which included axe throwing, stone throwing, robot fighting, among many other random events. CBS gave fans of March Madness a bunch of classic games from years and even decades ago. I was telling you, I was watching some old school golf, and it's so much different, dude. It's so much different. I mean, you know.
It, you know what's weird watching sports right now? I was watching, they had on the Golf Channel last night, the Valspar Open. I'm not sure, was it from last year, I believe? The year before?
Yeah.
Anyways, I couldn't remember. I knew Tiger Woods was playing, but I can't remember if he won that one or not. It was real close. And, I just wanted to Google it so bad because I was getting so tired. Like, does he end up winning this? I'm like, nope, you can't look it up, man. You got to treat it like it's live.
Exactly. That's the problem now is all these old ones, we can look it up. What you need to do is get with someone who doesn't know any better and bet them. That's what you need to do.
There you go.
Like, I bet you he hits a three-pointer at the buzzer right here. I'll bet you $50. I'll take
Larry
that
Bird.
Action.
Yeah. Larry Bird, I bet you he wins.
Oh, is this a new game? I didn't think they were playing. But like, yeah, this is a brand. They lifted the ban real quick, so you can watch it. Yeah. Boy, they look old. Yeah. That looks like an old old game. Nope, it's brand new. Must be issues with the camera.
Larry Bird and Magic Johnson are back.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Breweries, restaurants, and liquor stores across the country are dealing with our current crisis by offering curbside beer sales. Some of these places are making the most of things by offering special products and creating makeshift drive-thrus. Obviously, we've seen that. Right now might not be a bad day for a beer delivery service if you don't have one.
Which you're doing it in Southwest Michigan here. Our buddy Ben was doing that all Saturday.
You just drive around getting people beers?
Delivering beer.
I like it. Yeah. I like it. That's smart, man. You need that during this pandemic. Don't go crazy, though. You got to throttle yourself when it comes to drinking, because all you can do is, I actually had that Sunday morning. I woke up. It was cold and crappy. I've been stuck inside, and it was like 9:30, and I'm like, well, I might as well start drinking, which I didn't. Don't worry. But I waited till like noon to do it, so I didn't feel like such a piece of trash. But it's bad. It's bad. Lastly, here's some good news, Hunter. That potentially hazardous asteroid that we've talked about will not be crashing into Earth in April, but it will be flying close enough for us to watch, thanks to a website called Virtual Telescope. This is that big one you told me about that you were freaking out about, like, oh my God, it's going to hit us.
What's worse, the coronavirus or just getting smoked by an asteroid?
I think the asteroid would be better. Because it's just fast. It's fast. Like, if it's going to happen, just smoke us. We're all out.
Lights out.
Lights out. That's it. This coronavirus is just going to be slow and drawn out and stuck inside, and it's crazy. I'd rather have the asteroid. I mean, I don't want either, but if we're going to go, let's go out with a bang, huh? Let's do that. That's what I think we should do.
How about this? As it passes in April, if people still have the coronavirus, everybody that's got the coronavirus, we just place you on the asteroid. And
it will be fine. There you go. That's not terrible at all. All right. That's your morning dump. We'll be back.
The morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.
There we go. As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light. Enjoy a Bud Light while you're listening to Hunter Sports at 7:22 in the morning. Love it.
Here we go. Yeah, thanks. Giving me the section of the show which we have nothing.
Perfect.
That.
Perfect. No, I do have something, by the way.
Go ahead. If you want to go, go ahead.
You'll like this one. So sales of Tom Brady's jersey have jumped 900% after he signed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last week.
Dude, you know what's crazy about that?
What?
There's a guy on the on Tampa Bay who's had number 12 for like 11 years.
Oh, and is he giving it up?
Yeah. Just like, dude, here, just take it.
Yeah. I mean, he could probably get it back after Brady leaves, you know.
That's what they were saying. They're like, yeah, he'll probably get it back. But, like, I'm trying to think, like, his Twitter handle and all, like, has his number in it. All the stuff that... that involves in his life has his number with it, you know. But you think about it, Tom Brady's the TB12 treatment, the TB12 thing. You'd have to change that. I mean, you know, it's just kind of it's kind of weird, though. It's like it's a status thing. All right, well, Tom Brady's coming. I got to give up my number that I've had for 12 years.
Well, this I don't know about you. I had the same number basically from Pee-wee all the way to college, pretty much.
Mine stayed the same from the beginning of high school, but they changed throughout middle school and rock and football and whatnot.
No, I think I had the same one. I think so. I'm trying to remember. God, it's been so long ago now. Anyway, but
what number were you?
I was number 16.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, just like Shane Footsteps Falco from the movie The Replacements.
Nice.
No, I believe my dad had the same. My dad was either, I think dad was either 15 or 16 in high school. I'm trying to remember. I think he might have had both of those. But yeah, so that's, I always had the number. Always had it. So
Nice. Yeah, it's going to be crazy, man. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of Tom Brady talk going around sports world. You know, he signed the other day. I'm sure you've seen that picture.
Yep.
Which, in that picture, I don't know if you've seen it where he's sitting in front of the document signing it. Look at that picture again. He doesn't look that big, man. He looks pretty small. I mean, he's a big dude, man. He's like 6'6".
He's taller, but he's not a big muscle. He's pretty slender, though.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's like he's got real soft shoulders, bro.
I'm not going to say anything. You know what? He's going to a team. He's going to play some football, and that's it. I'm done with it.
They're saying Antonio Brown. The question is out. They're like, that's probably not going to happen.
God, that guy screwed up his career. I mean, he could have been on the Bucks right now with Brady, but he had to be an idiot.
Dude, you went from the cover of Madden, which probably might be the problem, to literally not playing football at all.
At all. I mean, has he looked at the XFL? By the way, has that been going on still, or did they cancel that?
They're canceled. Right? Yeah, they're not doing that. You know what? The UFC fight was canceled, which they were trying to do it. They're trying to find out I think they were almost going to do it on a boat because like no country would like accept, you know, any sports play, blah, blah, blah. And I think Dana White was like, oh yeah, well, we'll do it. We'll do it on the sea. We'll do it on a boat.
I mean,
and I think eventually people just talking to Dana White, like, dude, it just does not look good, man.
Yeah.
You know, But yeah, they were really trying to do the fight still, and just, you know, nobody in the stands, obviously.
Yeah,
everybody gets
yeah.
checked, and it's basically two guys and a ref and a couple coaches.
That's bananas, man.
You know?
Like, all right,
like, we got a crisis going on, but man, we're still going to beat each other's faces.
We're out in international waters. They're just on like a float in the middle of the ocean. Like, all right, here we go. Actually, I kind of like that. Like, what they should do is just like put a bunch of chum out so there's sharks swimming around it. And so whoever gets knocked off first, that's how you do it. That's the most dangerous game right there.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. We could do a whole topic on that. Actually, the first comment on that post that I was reading about it, guy was like, let's send them out to the International Space Station. We'll have the first fight in space.
It'd be awesome. That'd be so hard to do.
Yeah, floating around.
Get over here.
Well, because if you hit someone, isn't the force, the opposing force going to knock
you back?
Yeah.
We just have like a real close quarters, like a skinny hallway where you put your back to the wall and just start swinging.
I'd eat a bunch of beans and I would use the farts to propel me forward. I would just make a fist and then I would have an outstretched arm with a fist and I would just fart as much as I could, just flying right at the guy.
Dude, I like this idea. This is not bad. We could still have fights. We just got to do it random places.
we'll have to figure it out. That's right. From space, UFC 65. Brock and Hunter. I don't know. That's dumb. Yeah. So dumb. Is that all we got?
That's it. Unless you want to talk about Tokyo. They pulled out of the, Canada pulls out of Tokyo 2020.
We're going to see more of it. That's going to start it. The ball's going to get rolling, and eventually it will be postponed. I guarantee the Olympics will be postponed. I'm going to say that now. I could be wrong, but I more than likely, because this isn't going to be over by July. They're talking not till, fall. So we'll see.
Right.
And then, a get-together of hundreds of thousands of people, probably not the smartest thing to do while we have a pandemic, still going on. So we'll wait and see. All right, that's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Thing that rocks.
Quarantine. That's how you stay out of the danger zone, is by being in quarantine.
Or being 20,000 feet up in the air.
That's true. Just flying around. You're going to run out of fuel eventually. Till we get our electric planes.
What? There's a guy he posted on Reddit. He was up in a plane. And he had his feet sticking out. And he took a picture. He's like, in quarantine, so many feet up in the air. I'm like, dude, people cough. Where does it go? It goes up into the atmosphere, bro.
It's the worst place to go is up. Everybody in planes are sick.
Yeah.
I don't think that's how it works, but, it might. No. It might be. Science. You will have to ask Bill Nye on that one. If I cough, will someone in a plane get sick? Maybe.
Possibly.
Who knows? Anyway, let's get going here. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. Go see them, but shortly. There is no dining in there. However, Joey C's is still open and ready to make sure you get delicious food. Pizza, pasta, subs. You can carry out. Give them a call ahead. Say, hey, I need some food to take home. They're going to have it ready for you, and you'll be all set to go with Joey C's. So even during this time, they got you covered at Joey C's Pizzeria. What's the matter for you?
Hey.
Your topic for today. What's the first thing you're going to do after all this craziness is over? I have my answer. It's very, very simple, very basic. I'm just going to go sit at a bar. I'm going to sit at a bar. I'm going to enjoy sitting at the bar, looking at people, talking to people. Honestly, when I go out, to a bar, I'm not, social with other people other than my friends. You know what I mean? It's not like, I'm not like that guy at the bar that's, just randomly looks over and says, oh, hey, what's up, I kind of keep to myself, but I'm going to go out. I'm going to talk to everyone. I'm going to shake some hands. I'm just going to sit at a bar. That's what I plan on doing,
Hunter.
You think
it's going to be like that? You think it's going to be like Pleasantville, like people finally being able to like contact each other and hang out and everyone's going to be nice.
Yeah. I hope so. And I hate that it would take something like this for people to, stop being jerks. But unfortunately, you still see in the news people being jerks, like hoarding toilet paper. And I read a story about some guy stealing like 24 COVID 19 test kits, which you won't do them any good because you need the lab to. It's like, so there's still jerks out there, but maybe the vast majority of us will be much more pleasant when it's all said and done.
that video of the cows that are released after a long, long winter, and yes. the cows come out of the pen, oh, yeah. and they're just jumping yeah. around, all excited, happy.
Yeah.
You think that's what people are going to be like?
I hope so. I hope we learn from this. I hope this is a learning experience, and we can go sit at a bar together, and we can talk about, boy, we were jerks before this whole coronavirus thing. Right. I'm glad we're back out now. So, Hunter,
Shots for you. Shots for everybody.
And not just a vaccine shots, actual shots of Fireball. Yeah. No, we'll give out vaccine shots, too. What are you going to do, Hunter? What's the first thing you're going to do once this is over?
I'm right there on board with you, man. I'm going to go out somewhere where I couldn't go before and just sit there and look around and just take a deep breath and just, this is nice. I'm out of the basement. I think the first thing I'm going to do is going to involve sun of some sort. So it depends on how long this quarantine lasts.
Uh-huh.
But if it's 75 and sunny, boy, you know I'm going to be out. Even though we don't have a beach, I'm probably going to be walking along some water somewhere and just soaking it up, man. Soaking up life.
That's not a bad idea. Just luckily for you, you can still be in quarantine and like be on your balcony. So you'd be all right. Like if people have that, so at least you get a little sun. Here's what we'll do is we'll get some sand. I don't know where. We'll have it ordered and we'll have it dumped out in front of your patio, and then we'll get a couple kiddie pools and we'll just have like the beach right there at your house. How about that?
It's perfect. How about that? It's perfect.
It's going to be great. All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. We're going to get to your answers in a little bit. Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What's the first thing you're going to do when all this craziness is over? Get me out of here! Rock 107 WIRX. Brock Hunter in his basement.
Yeah, nothing like bacon and Powerade in the morning.
Oh, nice. Yeah, see, I'm jealous of you because you're at home so you can make up a bunch of delicious breakfasts. I guess I could, but it's a lot more work. I should say your wife is making you breakfast.
There you go.
Where she should be, in the kitchen, you broad. Anyway, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What's the first thing you're going to do after all this craziness is over? You know, a lot of people.
You want to go?
Actually, you know what? That would be fun. That would be, because casinos are shut down right now, aren't they? That would actually be a good time. Let's see. Jessica said, have my friends over for food and drinks and let the kids play. That's nice. That's a good answer. Carrie said, I'm going to the gym. I'm pretty sure I've gained 5 pounds this weekend. It is tough when you're stuck inside and there's not a whole lot to do. All you do is eat. I mean, yesterday I just ate and ate and ate and ate and ate. It's insane. Mm-hmm. It's insane.
I was talking to you about that earlier, man.
Yeah.
They're saying diabetics, be careful. You're very susceptible. You got a weaker immune system. What they're not saying is, hey, diabetics, don't eat all of your food in your house because your sugar will spike.
Yeah, exactly. You do think about it. You're bored. You're like, well, hell, I might as well eat. And you, with all the weed you smoke, the munchies you have are probably insane. So,
come on, man.
I'm so hungry, but I can't eat.
All my quarantine food is gone.
It's like that Family Guy episode where Peter eats like all of that food that's supposed to last him like a month, and he eats it all, and then he balloons up. I love it.
Anyway. I made a pact with myself. I'm like, okay, I'm not eating any canned food. Okay, we got to leave that alone. But everything else is game.
You save the canned food. So you're spoiling yourself now, but if push come to shove and you can't leave the house, you're going to be eating tuna and vegetable beef and all of that great stuff. So
I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, should I eat this? Should I eat this? And I'm like, oh, my dad's got a skid of MREs. I should be all right.
You should be all right. You'd be good. Let's see. Robert had a good one. He said he's going to book a massage, followed by dinner out and a movie. You know, it's all the stuff. Yeah, go do the things that we cannot do right now all at once. I like it.
Just want somebody to touch me for an hour.
Yeah, just touch me, please. It doesn't even need to be good. Just touch me. Put your hands on me. Let's see. Matthew had a good one. He said he's going to go to the concerts that have been postponed. Nice. Ooh. Good answer. Good answer. John said he's going to take the family out to eat and spend too much money on it. You go big. You know, if you're going to do it, go big. Mm-hmm. Get a dessert for everybody. Get 2 entrees. Screw it. You might as well. Go celebrate. All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What's the first thing you're going to do after all this craziness is over? Hunter, how about you and I give each other massages? How about that?
Actually, you know what? It sounds apt. No, that sounds horrible.
Hey, good morning. 7:57. Lyrics. lyrics. Anyway, your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What's the first thing you're going to do when all of this craziness is over? Hunter, is there something that you've just been dying like to absolutely do that you that maybe haven't thought about?
You know, honestly, I've been kind of, well, I've been quarantined. I've been kind of enjoying it.
That has only been a week, though, you know.
But it's only been a week. Sure in a few more weeks, I'm going to be itching to do something. You know, man, it's just the options of being able to do something. Like, just not having the option sucks.
That's a very good point.
Go do this. No, you can't. You know, like Celebration. I'd love to go to Celebration, sit down, watch a movie or two, especially a day like today where it's snowing, it's crappy, you know.
That's an interesting take right there. It's more the fact that we absolutely can't. Not saying, you know, like maybe we would, maybe we wouldn't, but the fact that we can't do anything, like you can't just, you don't have the option to just go do this one thing. You don't have the option to just do that one thing. Like we can't do anything. So maybe that makes it worse.
It's kind of like I'm kicking myself for not doing stuff. Like a few weeks ago, we thought about going to the movies and we're like, you know, let's just stay at home tonight.
Yeah.
And now I'm looking back, I'm like, damn it, dude. You should have went, you know, I should have done this, should have done that. Now that I can't, it's like you don't know what you have until you don't got, you know,
don't
until somebody takes it.
Don't know what you got till it's gone. Cinderella, they sang about it, man. They sang about it. We got some answers on Facebook. What's the first thing you're going to do once all this craziness is over? Sadie said, hopefully still go on our cruise. Oh, man. I'm going to stay off of cruise boats for a while, but good luck with that. Daniel had a good one. Go to the bar, drink a beer. That's a lot of people. I think a lot of people just want to sit in a bar and have a beer with just people.
Do you think the bars will make up for what they've missed?
I think there's going to be a huge explosion once we get the clear. You know, that vaccine, the big turning point will when we get a vaccine and people get vaccinated and then they kind of, that risk is diminished quite a bit.
And how long after till somebody says, you know, a higher up says, you know what, guys? You're good. You can go out and do what you want. How long after that do you think people will actually get comfortable?
Boy, it's going to be a while, man. I think it's going to be a minute. It's going to be a minute. So, I don't know. We'll see. Dustin said ink. And so he's going to get a tattoo. Nice. That's a good one. Brandon said your mom. Damn it, Brandon. Come on. Come on. Gathright said we're going straiken.
There you
That's
go.
Right. Jason, we'll end on Jason's. He said, probably get sick.
You know, finally I get to do something.
And then the first thing you do is get sick. You go out, you say hi to your neighbor, they sneeze on you. You're like, all right, well, that was fun. Back into the house. We'll be back. Rock winner.